Welcome to Money Matters with certified financial planner Dave Petso. Money Matters is brought to you by Petso Financial Consultants. Their team of certified financial planners have been educating their clients to build confidence and find peace with their money for over 35 years. Also by HH & Associates Accounting. We aren't just accountants, we provide solutions. And by Mountain West Bank, your community bank, with 8 branches in the Treasure Valley. Now, here's Dave Petso on KIDO Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Our number is 580-5436-580-KIDO. And Kevin, I'm getting a lot of feedback. All right. So hopefully that, yeah, perfect, perfect. Hey, you know, first of all, I always say this, but I don't say it lightly at all. These are my opinions only, and we're not here to talk about what to buy, 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 and sell, sell, sell. And that's insane. It's crazy. And we are in a crazy upside down world, crazy time, where I think investing has become much harder in people's minds, even as it's easier, cheaper, frankly, safer than it's ever been. It's not just a big boys game. In fact, the big boys have to worry about moving prices, things like that. They don't get as good of execution, no doubt. They're moving too much money. The small guy trades for free with no friction in the market. Now, what's friction in the market? What that means is you're not going to move prices buying $50,000 worth of Apple. But $50 million, you worry about execution. You worry about moving prices. And in the last 40 years, I hear that all the time. You know, oh, you got, it's all about the big boys on Wall Street. It's not at all. And sure, Warren Buffett gets better deals than you and I do when he lends a company, I don't know, you know, a couple billion dollars. Of course they do. The banks give a better deal, too, when you borrow a whole bunch of money. I understand that. But when it comes to day-to-day trading and the availability of virtually free exchange-traded funds that trade for a penny spread, meaning between the buy and the sell price, that's what's available to people everywhere. I mean, we trade through TD Ameritrade, that's our custodian firm. That's who we've chosen as a firm, which is now becoming Schwab. Or Schwab's becoming TD, whatever, they're merging. And you buy and sell stocks for free. I mean, like literally for free. There is no charge. And it's crazy. So it's easier than it's ever been. And yet people treat it like it's really difficult and that they need to trade a lot. And they do. They trade a lot. So we're hearing about the craziness of the Robinhood traders, right? Now, what are those? That's the firm, Robinhood, that came out and offered free trading first, right? Really set the bar pretty low on that, right? So they started doing that. And they have a whole lot of young people. And then we have COVID thrown on top, and people are sitting in their pajamas all day long. And they want to go, they can't even watch sports, they can't gamble on the games, right? And so they start gambling in the market. And we're hearing about it all the time. And the silliness of a Tesla or an Apple split is going to make the stock go up a ton. And maybe some of that exists. But it gives us this feeling that it's a feverish pitch that you have to go out and trade. And what about those elections? And what about COVID? And what da 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 da? And it just goes on and on and on. And people have this feeling they have to be trading instead of owning the great corporations of the world. And it just strikes me as how amazing it is, and how intense it is. When we sit there and think about like our portfolio every day, or how much we gain or lost in a day. As if that's some kind of important information. I mean, does anybody really think that the value of Apple didn't just go up slightly yesterday? Even though the stock price didn't reflect that, it went down. I mean, did they sell more stuff and make more money yesterday? Did they get closer to another new iteration of some really cool thing that we all want to buy? Yeah. That's what happens day after day, week after week, year after year with great corporations. Not, oh my gosh, my Apple went down like 2% today. It's off 15% from its highs. Oh my gosh, what should I do? And the answer really is simple. I mean, when you get great companies, I'll give you a one right now, right? Is Microsoft. Ran to what, like 240-something, 250? Pulls back to 200. I don't know. I don't think I want to own it. Why wouldn't you own it? It's something you missed, right? You missed it because you didn't get it at 140. Runs to 250. And yes, it was in March, down in the 130s. Virtually doubling. Then you get the gift, the pullback. And what do most people do? Walk away. They worry about it. Worry about the value of their portfolio, not the value of the corporations they own. And the opportunity that it represents. We do it all the time. It's really kind of crazy. It's like saying, you know, I don't think I want to buy that building. Which, of course, you know, in my mind, is absolutely insane. I mean, it just makes no sense to me at all, is to buy a job, like by owning a rental. Why would I want to do that when I can buy a company that specializes in, let's just say, storage units, like public storage, all across the country? And my requirement is to cash the dividend check every quarter that they raise year after year. I don't want to own it. I do want to own it, but I want somebody else to take care of it, some professional. But the thing is they price that every day. And you sit there and you look at your storage unit and go, yep, there it is. It's rented or it's not. It has cash flow, and nobody prices it every day. They don't care. But we sit and look at our portfolios every day and wonder why we trade so much, why we fuss so much. It's really something. It's like we're trying to ruin it. This amazing, perfect thing. 10% a year, no matter how old you are, if you're over 20. That's what it is. It's not more than that. It's not less than that. It's like a gravitational pull to the equator is a gravitational pull in the market to 10% returns. And that's the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, that's companies that are gone, like WorldCom and Enron. Bye-bye all of our money. Bye-bye. That's in the S&P 500 too. It's not just Google and Apple. They're the survivors, the ones that are really amazing. But in a world of creative destruction, in an upside-down world, we forget how beautiful that is. It's simply amazing, all the things we have. I'm talking to you on my computer with more technology than put a man on the moon. That is, should not be taken lightly. It's a compass. It's a GPS. It's incredibly accurate. It knows exactly where you are. You move 10 feet over, it knows that. You ask it something, and it goes and searches the World Wide Web and gives you an immediate answer. It's an encyclopedia, only way better. You don't look it up. It looks it up for you. It's all that. And we take it all for granted that we live in this amazing time. But with that amazing time, it's harder to not get crazy, to not overtrade, to not be fearful in a world that just comes at us at light speed. Doggone it, it's hard. I mean, it's really hard to keep our wits about us. In a world where the cities are burning, it makes no sense. Where we have a pandemic that after 6 months, in a global pandemic, more information available to man ever in history by so far, it's just ridiculous. And the information is wrong. It's politicized. We can't even talk to each other about a virus. Now, how messed up is that? And I'm supposed to feel comfortable when I sit down at the computer and wonder about what my actual net worth is because it changed that day. It's not helpful to gather our wits to think about it. It's not helpful. It's too much information. We're too close to it. We can't even see it. Can't see the forest through the trees, right? You're so close. The data, boom, 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 boom. It's like getting punched all the time. How am I going to see that guy when I just keep getting my head racked? You can't see him. You can't see in front of you how wealthy we are, how easy this is. When everybody's talking about trading in this nonstop babble all day long, blah, 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 blah. Constant. The world's going to end. Well, no, it's not. It's not going to. Until it does. And in the meantime, people are going to be insane, crazy, and weird. And we are in the weirdest time. I know. But what that has to do with owning Microsoft or Apple or Amazon, it doesn't. It shouldn't. And it's up to us to rise above that, to think it through and not let that stuff affect our investing. I know it's hard. Because we live in an upside-down world where everything is so crazy. It's hard. It's hard. Good is bad. Bad is good. It's okay to burn cities. It's okay to spit on police officers. By golly, it's really not a bad thing if we burn buildings. It's really not. It's incredible. The anger, the angst. And we act like, you know, this doesn't affect our thinking with investments. We really do. We act like, well, now, you know, it's no big deal. It's a huge deal. And until we confront that, look it squarely in the eye, if you will, right? And simply say, yeah, I'm affected by it. And I need to walk away. Then we get too close. And we constantly get too close. It's a tough, tough thing. I'll tell you, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you look at, you talk to your grandkids and any grandparent, I mean, parents are too busy. They don't, you know, by and large. But you spend time with like, you know, a five-year-old, right? Like I've been doing. And I'm telling you, there is just like nothing else in the world except what's right in front of us. Nothing. There's no fear. There's no portfolio management. There's just cool stuff and everybody loves them. And it's just, I'm not saying investing's like that. I'm saying we get so close that we miss the simplicity of just owning great corporations, tucking them away, and that's your requirement. to get rich. I mean, it's just nuts. You don't have to do a thing. But it's hard. And I think it's important that we really do acknowledge that. You really acknowledge it. This is hard, and I need to dial it down. I'm making it harder because I'm getting so close. I'm allowing too much noise in. It's changing my long-term perspective. And even more importantly, I think, it's wrecking my life because I'm too wound up by it. It is really tough, and I totally acknowledge that. It is totally hard to do this in a world that has so much information coming at us like a fire hose, and we just can't take it all in. We can't. So it's up to us. It's up to all of us to take it down a notch, not allow so much in, filter it, turn it down or off, and you'll get a better perspective. And man, is that counterintuitive, right? I know more by knowing less. Yeah, you do. By a lot. Wisdom doesn't come because you sit there and suck on a fire hose of data. It comes in thought, pulling back, and thinking. And man, with that much noise coming at us, it's hard to think. It sure is. All right. I got to take a quick break. Hey, we want your calls and or emails. Dave@petsofinancial.net. It's 580-5436-580-KIDO. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. All right, let's join us on the phones, if you would, 580-KIDO. Also, of course, it's Dave@PetsoFinancial.net. Hey, in fact, I had one here from Dawn. I like it. Thank you, Dawn. Like the program this morning, your comments about constant information overload reminded me of something I read a few weeks ago. Maybe you've heard it, maybe not. Here it goes. If tortured long enough, data will confess to anything. That's excellent. That is really so appropriate to our times and understanding. And that leads me to this. I want to talk just a couple minutes, as I do every week, about the data, the real numbers, what's really going on with COVID, right? Not because I understand COVID. Not at all. Goodness gracious. I you know what I understand about it? It's an evolving thing. That's what it is. It's crazy. It's crazy. Our understanding of it, you know, wear masks, don't wear masks. Masks are no good. I talked to a doctor early on this, and he says, it's stupid to wear a mask. It doesn't do anything at all. I said, then why do you wear a mask in surgery? Well, those are, right, they're the N95s or whatever they are. I don't know. But what I know is that study after study shows that we don't understand as a society. We don't understand the real numbers. And here's the weird part, and this is not some right-wing thing. This is from an investment company that surveyed people, right? I talked about it before, so I'll just touch on it. But they surveyed thousands of people and asked them, you know what? We need to understand what your understanding of COVID is, right? What is it? I mean, do you understand that a third of the deaths are people over age 85? And the answer is no. So all of the data is available, and it's been so politicized that it's like you cannot have a conversation about a virus. So how are we supposed to understand this? Should the schools be open? Should they be closed? We don't count lives that are lost in suicide, drug addiction, et cetera. We don't. That doesn't count. It only counts if it's a COVID death, because that'll get rid of the angry orange guy in the White House. That's how weird this has become. A global pandemic wound down to politics. So here it is, all right? I talk about this all the time because this is the miracle, all right? 27 companies, 27 different vaccines are being tested right now. 27. You don't think we're going to come up with something? You bet we are. I know when it all started, it takes 3 years to 5 years to 7 years, doesn't usually work, won't work, blah, 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 blah. And all of that misinformation disappears into, you know, maybe in January, maybe by the end of the year, I don't know, probably the day after the election. But the point is, 27, this is the Manhattan Project of our time. 14 different vaccines are already in phase two. Five now. Two more in a week are in limited use. Five are in limited use. They're already manufacturing millions of doses as they run through the final trials of different ones. So the second they're approved, we have millions of doses, not another year of manufacturing. Crazy, huh? Incredible news. Absolutely incredible. And again, just to reiterate, 92.5% of all the deaths from COVID are 65 and over. Kids just don't get it. They don't get sick. They don't die. But apparently we can't go to school because we can't have that discussion. We sit around and talk about 20-year-olds gathering at parties and trying to meet the girls and yada yada. Like they're just some kind of crazy devils. Here's the deal. They get it. They get that they don't get it. If they get it, they don't even show any symptoms. They're certainly not dying. That's the real news. The hospitals aren't overwhelmed. Goodness gracious. There's only two states in the country that even have 10 to 15% of the beds in the hospitals overall are for COVID patients. All the rest are under 10%. All of them. And almost all of them are under 5% of all the beds. We're not overwhelming it at all. Not at all. But the number of suicides, drug addictions, alcoholism, depression, domestic violence. How many of those teenage boys are doing well now with no sports, no outlet? How are they doing? But we don't care. We don't care. Those don't count as deaths. As props. It's crazy. I'm not saying I have an idea. I don't know. I don't know what to do. That's not what I'm saying. You don't know what to do. But we got to understand this thing and why the market is going up. Why does the market go up in the midst of a pandemic? Because we're dealing with it. We're learning to live with it, and the economy is expanding anyway. That's why. That's why. All right. We got to take a quick break here for Fox News. Paul, I see you're up to bat next, so hang in there with me. I just want to give your call plenty of time, okay? So our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Fox News is next. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and again, thank you so much for joining us. if you have any comments or questions, please shoot those over anytime at topetsofinancial.com. And we also have podcasts and calculators and articles and stuff to help you with your financial planning. And our number here is 580-543-6580-KIDO. Let's go to Paul. Paul, thank you for holding. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dave. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Hey, I just watched the Netflix documentary the other night called Social Dilemma. Have you heard about that or seen that?
I haven't. I just finished up Turn, and but I thought that was great, about Washington spies. So that's just a, you know, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, this is current. People from Silicon Valley who, like the guy who invented the like button, those kind of guys,
who are now saying
we didn't have any idea where this was going to go, and how they're doing data mining and putting stuff together and everything, and then starting to manipulate people by what they see on the screen as to what they want them to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to watch it.
I'll do it. Now, what's it called again?
It's called Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma. I just haven't even seen it.
Social Dilemma.
Yeah, got it.
Uh-huh. And it's on Netflix.
Great.
Yep.
All right.
So
thank you. Check it out.
See what
you
think.
Thanks to everybody.
And
go ahead.
Keep playing golf.
Okay. I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks. And, you know, you bring up a great point. I have talked about this a lot, and I just had a great conversation. I think it was yesterday with my daughter, and talking about my great concern as we, this generation. Technology is wonderful. But the idea, for example, for people my age, 50s, 60s and older, maybe even 40s, that people are spying on them and using their data really ticks us off. I mean, by and large, I mean, it just really ticks us off. We don't like it. And we kind of stay off the grid, right? It's just not something we spend a lot of time trying to make sure that Amazon knows exactly what kind of underwear I like. And pushes everything. What kind of politics? Because here's why this is so concerning to me, is that young people don't seem, they like the convenience of it, because it is convenient, right? So if Siri knows what I like, then I don't have to wade through the endless number of available options, right? I just have kind of a smaller choice, which makes my life easier. But here's the deal. She maybe knows I'm a conservative, and so what happens? I get libertarian viewpoints. Do I get anything from the left? No. So I'm spoon-fed what I already believe, and it makes me think I know more stuff, and I know absolutely nothing. I may even be completely convinced of an absolute wrong point of view. And I get more and more data every day, only data sent to me that I already agree with. In other words, decades ago, I stopped learning anything new. Isn't that great? I think it's devastating. So you get a nutty place like Seattle, and all the people there don't want to know anything about those unfortunate despicables in flyover country. Nothing. Just spoon feed me the information I already agree with. Oh, and the right is no different, right? So the point is that's frightening to me. So that's a really great point you bring up, Paul. It's constant in finance. It's constant in everything in our lives. It's really hard to go in and extract in anything. That's why I constantly talk about how great the Wall Street Journal is. Constantly. Why? They don't seem to have a political bend at all. They just report news. And they'll report it from the left and they'll report it from the right. And they stand for freedom and capitalism. That's all. Not left and right, and we have to win. It's tough. So anyway, social dilemma. Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. So we have a nice long segment here at the end. I'm going to take a break. We'll take our final break, and we'll have plenty of time to take your calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We'll be right back.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petso. Dave is taking calls right now. Call 580-5436.
KIDO Talk Radio.
Foreign Dispatch.
For weeks here in England, people have been getting used to a bit more freedom. A sweeping coronavirus lockdown is over, schools are back, pubs and restaurants are open again. The government even paid half the bill for millions of diners last month to encourage people out of their homes. So this week has felt like a shift.
I wish that we did not have to take this step.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is tightening the screws.
In England, from Monday, we're introducing the rule of six.
It will be illegal for more than six people to gather socially at home or in public. From children's birthday parties to Jewish New Year celebrations, plans are cancelled. Johnson's move comes as the UK counts growing numbers of new COVID infections. Hospitalisations remain few and far between. But Britain was hit hard in the spring, and the government here fears a second wave. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Healthcare is a mess, but now there's a better way. You can get an Appleton Clinics membership. If you own a business, get memberships for your employees. Simple, hassle-free healthcare. At Appleton Clinics, everything's included for only $99 a month. Never any co-pays. No insurance accepted. No insurance required. Feeling sick? Go to Appleton Clinics. Whatever ails you, when you're a member of Appleton Clinics, go to the doctor right away. Break your arm? They'll put a cast on you. Kids need stitches? They'll stitch them up. Appleton Clinics family doctors listen to you, get to know you, and take great care of you. For business owners, Appleton Clinics is the best, most affordable way to offer health care to your team. If you want the best for you and your family, sign up today. Only $99 per month per adult per employee, and your kids are free. Learn more at appletonclinics.com or call 208-900-9600. That's 208-900-9600. Call Appleton Clinics today.
KIDO Talk Radio.
This is House Call for Health. COVID-19 can kill you in a number of ways. Severe lung damage is one. Less well-known, but every bit as deadly, are blood clots. Doctors report COVID patients develop clots not just in their lungs, but in major arteries and tiny blood vessels. If a blood clot moves towards the brain, it can cause a stroke, which is often fatal. Blood thinners are used to break up clots and keep new ones from forming. But when it comes to COVID-19, there's been very little research about the best way to deal with the risk of clots. That's why the Trump administration, as part of Operation Warp Speed, is funding two clinical trials of blood thinners. One will focus on COVID patients in the hospital, the other on people who are recovering at home. The National Institutes of Health is running the trials and says it hopes to have results in months, not years. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
This is Money Matters with Dave Petso on KIDO Talk Radio, 107.5 FM and 580 AM.
Hello, and thank you again for joining us. And if you have any comments, questions, and most importantly, if you want a copy of this. I saw Facebook sent a alert from somebody over, which is interesting. And about getting the survey that I was talking about, and there's two of them. So I get a weekly data batch. Okay. That comes from First Trust. Happy to send that out, where I talk about how many vaccines there are. And there's little data points Most of them don't change week to week. They just talk about how many cases, how many positive cases, and things like that, and what the actual percentages of death in different categories are. But there are other tidbits that are in there from time to time as well. And that's one. The other one is a survey that was done, survey poll, whatever. I don't know how you really say it, but it was an in-depth done by, I guess it was financed by the Franklin Group, Franklin Templeton, a large money management firm, wanted to try to understand what people's thoughts were about COVID. And it goes very deep with each person. So it's a whole lot of information, including what their political leanings are, which is fascinating, right? This sounds like a put down. I don't mean it to be. It's just a fact, right? The Democrats don't understand the facts about COVID. Now, I don't mean all of them. That's absurd. And I don't mean that all Republicans do understand. But according to the survey, interestingly, there's more misunderstanding by Democrats. And why would that be? Well, it's obvious, right? It's the liberal media. The liberal media is intentionally misleading everybody as to who gets it and when and why. And why are they misleading? It's a virus, for gosh sakes. How can we have an honest discussion about this when we don't even talk about it in real terms? Hey, next week, Jennifer Stone is going to be taking over the program. So be sure to listen next week as well. And right now, let's go ahead and go to the phones. Terry, I believe you are up to bat next. Terry, thanks for calling.
Well, good morning, Professor.
Good morning. Good morning.
I was wondering, are Jennifer and Erica taking over the shop while you launch your budding broadcasting career or something here?
What do you mean? I'm there. I've just
You started out with Kevin Miller, you know, doing the Kevin Miller show. I thought you were branching out a little bit here.
I know. Well, Kevin had to take a break, and so there you go. I'll tell you what, that is one heck of a challenge trying to do 3 hours. It's I can't believe how fast it goes, but that was, a couple weeks ago, and Kevin was off on vacation. So fun to do. It's a challenge.
Yeah. I tax my pea brain trying to come up with a good question for you once a week. Shoot, that's
So what's on your mind today?
Well, there's so much, like you keep saying, the noise out there. Mm-hmm. It's gotten to the point where obfuscation is all they're doing. They're putting out this number and probable and possible caught it and probable recoveries. And basically, they don't know Shinola.
Right.
So, again, unclench a little bit. Let your knickers relax and go on about your business.
You know, there is so much out there and so much, you know, that people naturally are afraid, okay? And I talk about this all the time with investments. I mean, there's people would never, ever go out and tie up their money for 10 years in an equity indexed annuity, right? They wouldn't do it except for fear. They're afraid. And so when you say it's guaranteed, that's all they ever say. They don't talk about the returns. And,
right.
Or they do it in a misleading way, like, you know, you get market returns with no risk. You know, you don't lose it on the downside. Well, you know, my grandmother, right? Everybody understood that, right? Grandma, who didn't get through the ninth grade, understands that. There's no such thing as a free lunch, that you can't have market returns without risk. It's simple.
Right. I try to tell the girlfriend to get out of her echo chamber of MSNBC and whatnot, because that's what's their job is to make people afraid.
They're correct.
You back up and look, what is the real fact here? And like you're saying, and as almost 66-year-old, by God, yeah, I'm taking my precautions. I'll wear my mask when it's appropriate and, again, go on about my business.
Yeah, but you get on with your life. You know, otherwise, I wouldn't get to see my grandkids.
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't see my friends. You can talk, oh, we're resuming. Oh, that's just wonderful. Great. Cheers.
Well,
we're all pouring wine together on a screen. I mean, come on.
At
this
least
is not
W's,
being together.
At least Bellevue's got a different kind of smoke.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry you're breaking up there, Terry. Hopefully it's not me. Otherwise, this would be crazy. But anyway, thank you for the phone call today. And it is. It's so crazy out there. It has just become insane. It really has.
Yep. Have fun, and it'll all be over in 6 weeks.
There you go. Right, exactly. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate it.
All right, good day.
Have a good day. And, if you have any comments, questions, shoot them over to dave@petsofinancial.net. If you want the copy of those, either of those studies or both, that's at petsofinancial.com. Shoot us an email. We'll get that to you, okay? I just think it's just so good to have the data. I just wish we could have a public discussion, but we can't. We can't. Tell me about COVID and 30 seconds later, actually more like 5 seconds later, I'll tell you exactly what you watch. Isn't that frightening? Isn't that terrible? Absolutely terrible. Because it's so misinforming. Think about where we've come. Up 50% since the March bottoms. And all we ever hear is death, the death toll, the numbers, the numbers, the numbers, the numbers, the numbers, the crazy people, all that stuff, right? It's all we hear. Very misleading, and it frightens us into buying gold, holding cash, earning nothing, and not owning the great corporations of the world and missing 50% returns. Unbelievable. Oh, but it's guaranteed, right? Guaranteed not to work. Guaranteed not to work. Okay, let's go to the phones real quick here. We got time, I think. George, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dave. This is George in Boise.
Good to hear your voice, George.
Hey, good to still be here to speak. Hey, you remember Rahm Emanuel when he was Obama's first chief of staff? He made a comment, said you never want to waste a good crisis. You can do things in a crisis you can't do in normal times. Do you recall that?
I sure do. Yep.
Well, you know, it seems to me that if you don't have a natural crisis, then you can manufacture one. And that's what it seems to me is happening with this coronavirus, is that all of the bad stuff about it is being blown up, and the good stuff or the hopeful stuff is being diminished. What do you think of that?
I think it's absolutely true. It serves a political purpose that the orange man did a bad job and killed grandma.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And shut the schools, destroyed the economy. It's his fault. If he would have done better with it. I don't know what that better looks like. I know that's the constant refrain, and it certainly is from the media, and it certainly is from the, for the Democratic candidates,
mm-hmm.
right? It
mm-hmm.
always was. It's their big issue because they have nothing to run on. So I totally get that that's the case, but I think it's also absolutely mind-numbing that 6 months into this, people don't understand it. And I don't mean they don't understand the politics of it. I mean, they just don't understand it, that they're worried about their five-year-old getting it and that their five-year-old could die and their five-year-old can't. They're more likely to die of depression because they can't see their friends.
They really are. They're being fed that.
They are. And it all, it seems, for political purposes, which is evil. I mean, it really is. We can't even have an honest discussion about this. But when it comes to finances, it also keeps these folks out. It makes them rush to the equity indexed annuity pimps.
That was my next question.
Or gold.
Do you think that this so folds over into finances, and who in the world could possibly be benefiting from this?
The people that that pimp fear products, whether it's gold.
Oh, right.
Whether it's right. Okay, they are having a field day, because all they have to do is just simply write down a couple of quotes off the morning news or the evening news, and bam, they got it, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And it's being fed to people constantly, so that people are literally living their lives in fear. not just of COVID, but everything else. I'm going to lose it all. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose my money. I really need to just hide it all under a mattress. It's all going to go away. You know, they're inflating things so much. It's just, this goes on and on and on. And it always does. It just is amped up now with too much information. It's just information overload constant.
Yeah.
And that's too bad.
Well, the price of gold is helping all that, too.
It certainly is. It most certainly is. George, I got to roll. I'm sorry, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Money Matters is live every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, certified financial planner Dave Pezzo. If you have questions, please contact Dave through the Pezzo Financial website. Replays of this program are also available under the Media tab.
580 AM, KIDO Nampa, K298 CN Boise, 107.5 FM. This is KIDO Talk Radio, Fox News Now.